Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. All right, Dr. Tracy, so we were talking about natural immunity and how to build natural immunity. And apparently that word is now a word that we can't talk about.
Natural immunity, you're saying?
Natural. Yeah. We cannot talk about natural immunity.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I don't know, but we put a video up on YouTube of you and I talking about natural immunity versus artificial immunity. Here's one of the clips from that video.
If we want to truly be healthy, we have to take responsibility for that. And if we want true information, we're going to have to dig for it. We're going to have to look for it.
If you look up and just type in a search engine of your choice, CDC, vaccine, and natural immunity, you're going to find a study that was done and released in August that, I'll just read it to you. New CDC study, vaccination offers higher protection than previous COVID-19 infection. And yet there's Israel studies that say the exact opposite, with 96% of their market being fully vaccinated, and they found that their antibody production is actually lower than previous infection. The failed Israel experiment should show us all that we need, that natural immunity is actually superior than artificial immunity. You can't trick the body into being healthy. It's what we've been saying all along. Yet the CDC themselves say the exact opposite. Okay, so anything there that is, you know, misinformation or, I don't know, threat to public health?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. But we get this, you know, notice from YouTube saying that the video has been removed. And I will read to you the reasons why. It says that, unfortunately, the video violates our medical misinformation policy. And when you scroll down and you look at why it violates that policy, it says YouTube doesn't allow claims about COVID-19 vaccinations that contradict expert consensus from local health authorities or the World Health Organization. So we're not allowed to have that thought if it contradicts what they call expert consensus.
Yeah, the so-called medical authorities here, which, I mean, we've been talking about this for months and months and months. Like, who do you trust? Do the medical authorities, do the three-letter companies really have all the right information? Are they giving us the right information, or are they just censoring?
So I just read about stocks and the pharmaceutical companies. And just to give you a reference point here, Bitcoin and Ethereum, they've been some of the best performing asset classes over the last 2 years. Just to give you an idea of what I'm about to say, Bitcoin was up 862% over the last 2 years. Ethereum was up 2,065%. So if you invested into one of those two entities, those cryptocurrencies, you would be up a significant amount, okay? They outperformed the S&P, they outperformed everything. The crazy part, Moderna has outperformed both of them, is up 2,142%, Moderna, which is the maker of the mRNA vaccine. That's the competitor with Pfizer. So you're telling me that we're not allowed to question a company that has directly profited off the pandemic?
Yeah, and it's not just profiting off of the pandemic. It is profiting off of your sickness and disease. It is profiting off of people just in poor health in general. I don't know about you, but that kind of boils my blood a little bit.
Well, because these are real people, and these are our moms, our dads, they have legitimate questions about the vaccine or about natural immunity. They've gotten COVID in the past. You know, there's over 100 million people who have had COVID and are wondering, should I still get the vaccine or do I need it? What's the antibody? You know, they're making decisions based off of the information that they have exposure to.
Right. People who are just trying to do the right thing. And that's why we have continually just beat this drum of getting all the information that you need, asking questions, getting curious about this. And we really think that, especially when it comes to building your immune system, you have the right to think for yourself.
And you have to think for yourself.
Yes.
You have to. Basing decisions not off of the whatever comes up on your Google search, because at the end of the day, you know, who do you trust? Because if the information that you're looking at is being censored, or that three-letter agency is one that perhaps you should question. I mean, CDC, there's been disturbing bias at the CDC. And there's a group of more than a dozen scientists in 2016. They actually lodged an ethics complaint alleging that the CDC was, quote, being influenced by corporate and political interests in ways that are shortcoming taxpayers. And so they talked about the fact that there's a pervasive nature of unethical practices throughout all levels of the CDC, and they concluded that the CDC has a long history of bias and troubling conflicts of interest, and they say that this history calls into question the scientific validity of recommendations made by the CDC. And yet, we're not allowed to question the CDC. We're not allowed to ask questions about the World Health Organization, which is even more corrupt. And yet, where is YouTube basing their decisions off of? The World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very clear at this point that if we're going to truly get healthy, if we're going to be able to make informed decisions, we have to get curious. And everything that we talk about here is specifically meant to empower you. We talk about looking for cause over condition, cause over symptoms. We are always trying to get to the root cause of a problem, because when you find the cause, then that's when you can truly find the cure. That's when you can truly address the problem and achieve great immunity.
That's right. And so, at the end of the day, under the CDC's direction, you know, look at track record. I like to look at track record before I make certain decisions, right? What's the outcome? I mean, how have we done with doing that thing, whatever that thing is? Like, if I'm going to hire, let's say, a personal trainer, I want to see who that personal trainer has trained. And I want to see the outcomes that that personal trainer has had with other people, right?
Oh, yeah.
A coach, right? Well, we've had the CDC kind of directing health for a long time now, telling us what to do, what not to do, directing medicine, at least, directing public health for sure. Mm-hmm. And under the CDC's direction, we have had, over the last 60 years, one of the highest infant mortality rates out of all industrialized nations. Half of our children have at least one chronic disease diagnosis now. Pediatric cancer is now the leading cause of death outside of accidents. 1 in 7 children are on an antipsychotic drug, and the CDC thinks that there's no problem with that. 1 in 6 children are learning disabled. 1 in 12 suffer with asthma. 1 in 5 diagnosed with an emotional or mental or behavioral disorder. 1 in 5 have obesity. 1 in 13 have allergies. 1 in 59 have autism. That's 1 in 34 in certain areas with better statistics like New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that now it's gone from 1 in 10,000 children with autism to now 1 in 59 with the most conservative estimation, and that's not troubling? That's not a problem? We only have one problem that we can talk about, and it's COVID-19, and yet we have 1 in 59 kids now who have autism?
Yeah, these other conditions, they didn't go away just because COVID came. So to your point, where are we headed with this? Are we really in a good position to trust the CDC when this is their track record?
Right. So let's take a step back. Let's take a 30,000 foot view of this. The state of the union for our health. Does America really have the best system in the world? Are we really the leading authority when it comes to health? Well, when you rank all the countries based off of health, we continue to rank dead last. Who we're trusting with our health is clearly not working. And we have the best hospitals. We take the most medications. We're 5% of the world's population. We take 70 to 80% of the world's drugs right here in this country. And yet we have the worst health outcomes in the industrialized nations.
So what that tells me is, well, number one, we don't know what health actually is. And number two, we don't know where it comes from. So that's where we need to start.
Right. And so what does it really mean to be healthy? Because if you ask most people, hey, are you healthy or not? Most people will say, yeah, I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. But based off of what? Based off of how they judge their friend or their family or their neighbor, where they kind of fit in with the rest of their people, or they judge it off of, hey, I feel pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy. I feel good, doc. Mm-hmm. You and I hear that all the time. I feel good. Oh, yeah. So I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. Well, is that really the best way to judge your health? How can that possibly be the best way to judge your health when you look at heart disease? And the leading cause of death right now in this country is heart disease. And what are the symptoms of heart disease? You don't get them most of the time until you get the first sign, which is the heart attack.
Right, right.
70% of the time, that's the first symptom, is the heart attack itself. Mm-hmm. How about cancer? You know, they call these things silent for a reason. You don't actually feel the problem developing, yet most people judge their health entirely based off of how they feel.
Right.
So if you can't judge your health by how you feel, well, then how do you judge your health? You know, how do you know if you are healthy or not? And that's something you and I talk about extensively. And that's what we're talking about today, is building natural immunity, how you truly judge your health, and ultimately how you live your best life. Because I think everyone would agree that your greatest asset is your health. That's something that COVID taught a lot of people, something we've been preaching for many years.
Yeah.
But your greatest asset is your health, because when you lose your health, what do you lose? You lose everything. But when you have your health, you gain everything. You gain victory. You gain freedom. You have the ability to do things you want to be able to do, whatever that might be for you. But when you lose your health, all of a sudden you have these limitations, and all of a sudden there's a governor on what you feel like you're able to do in your life.
Right. Mm-hmm. So a life without limitations is what we're after. We are after longevity and vitality. And if that's what you're seeking to, then you have to really identify who you trust. We believe very strongly that it is your freedom to make your health decisions. So you have to ask yourself, who do you trust with your health? Mm-hmm. Critical thinking is so, so important. I think it's a skill that a lot of us have lost now, just blindly trusting what we're told. But not only is it going to lead you to make the best health decisions, but you're going to be so much more invested in the decisions that you make as well.
Yeah.
You will make it happen. So what it comes down to is, we're not here to tell you what to think, but we're here to show you how to think for yourself.
Hey, I want to let you know about a new and exciting feature that we have to answer your questions. You've got questions, maybe we've got answers, and we've got a great way for you to submit your questions. So what you do, you have questions. Maybe it's about your health. Maybe it's about supplements. Maybe it's about, next steps that you need to take, or you have just questions about something you heard on an episode. What you do is you go to dr-wilson.com. Click on podcasts, and you can record your customized message right there. Keep it under 90 seconds, and Dr. Tracy and I will answer your question on upcoming shows. So go to dr-wilson.com and submit your audio question and listen for your answer.